Hello?
Hello, is this Gigi?
Yes,
Hey,
Ruben.
Gigi, it's Ruben. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, so I'm about to take 2 or 3 minutes of your time because I got your bank statements, okay? And Gigi, just so you know, we actually provide our bank specializes in the stone industry. So we do the financing for a lot of people you probably already work with. We do the financing for Braxton Bragg, for Marble for PB Marble Services, for Regent Stone Products, for all those different companies. Two few quick questions. Are you looking for any other equipment financing or slab financing right now? And is this definitely the bridge saw you want to go with, or are you shopping around for different bridge saws?
Well, this is the one that I think he wants.
Okay.
He was kind of looking for used, but the one that, this one's new, right?
It is. I would honestly tell you, do you mind if I give you my kind of advice? Because I run our stone division, by the way.
Oh, okay.
If this is your first saw, I would strongly suggest going new.
Okay.
It's not worth saving. There's two problems with used. Number one, most of the stuff isn't warrantied. Number two, the installation cost. So when you buy a used saw, usually a company has to break it down. Like, say they're buying a used saw, they take it out from another shop, ship it to you, and install it. So that's usually another 3, 4, 5, 6 grand. I would. It's not going to save you as much as you think, to be honest. The average bridge saw right now costs around 55, 60,000. This is quite a bit cheaper, so I would caution you away from used, especially since this is like the main piece of equipment you need. You don't want this thing going
Right,
down.
yeah, that's how we sort of drifted away from that, and he said, you know what, I'd just rather pay a little bit more. Then we went on this website, and then they saw that they financed it, which caught our eye, which is like, okay, well, if we can get new and finance, then that's what he wants to do, because, we don't want to go through the hassle of it breaking and, all the stuff. So this is what we want to, this is what he wants.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. Yeah, I think you're taking it the right way. Oh, because you were considering just paying cash for it. That's why you were kind of trying to go use. Gotcha. Okay, perfect. All right. Yeah, the majority of people, a business finances, huh? So I have two quick questions for you. This loan's going to go under only his credit. It's not going to go under the personal report. But since I can add you to the file, if you want to be like, so we'll have to have our funder will call you before the loan is released to go over terms and conditions. Now, oftentimes in these situations, there's two things I want to give you an offer on. The first thing is this: I'm fine go doing whatever you want. I have one program where oftentimes there's a husband and wife. I do a lot of loans in Texas. I have a lot of customers who have this same saw in Texas, and they'll come to me and they'll say, "Hey, you know what? I want my wife to take care of everything. She speaks better English, and let's add her to the file." Do you want me to add you to the file?
That would be fine.
Okay, so I've got all your information. So let me make sure I've got it correct. I've got Gigi. Is that your legal name, or how do you spell
No,
your?
it's not. My real name is Gregoria.
Gregoria?
Yes.
Cool. Ruiz. Okay. And you're still at the 242 Acliff Drive, correct? Okay. And what is your social?
It is 549
Okay.
496099.
Okay. All right, so let's walk through the program. So I'm going to get your file submitted to underwriting. I just had a few basic questions for you. The first thing is, you said a payment of around $700 to $800 a month. Is that correct?
Yeah, my husband says he can even do a little, like 8 or 9.
Okay. I think 700. The reason why 700 would be a little tight is 700 times 60 payments in 5 years is 42,000. So it'd be hard to finance 15 and pay back 42. But I can give you some ideas with the little money down, no money down. I can give you all those other options. The other question I have for you is this: is the saw? These saws generally get shipped from overseas. Do you know if the saw is ready to ship to you or no?
I don't. I would have to call. The guy said that I needed to get find, call you guys first, and you guys would. I don't know. I need to call him back and find out if it's ready.
Okay. So let me give you 2 or 3 pieces of homework, and then your loan can get approved by tomorrow. So the first thing I need you to do is I need you to call the vendor, and I'm going to actually shoot him an email right now. I'll shoot him an email after our conversation, and I need you to ask him if the saw is ready to ship or how long it will be for the saw to get to you. The second thing I need you to do is I need you to I think I've got home. I've got that. The second thing I need you to do is this. Can you see if you can track down an old business license or tax return to verify the time in business?
An old what?
You talked about an old business license or tax return that you might have on file to show
the time. Oh, yes. Permit, right? The name change?
Correct.
Okay. That's right. I forgot. Oh, okay. Yeah, I can get it. I can send it to you.
Perfect. Okay. So I'm going to get this over. If you have any questions, just give me a holler and we'll start working on your file right now.
Okay.
Perfect. Anything else
I can do for you? Okay, sounds good. No, I'll just have to call that guy and get you that paperwork.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And then if I have any once I talk to him, I guess if I have any other questions, and he tells me to come and ask you, then
I'll take care of that for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh, bye. Thank you.